This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A bill in the California legislature would create a first-of-its-kind agency to administer economic reparations for slavery if lawmakers were to approve reparations. State Senator Stephen Bradford introduced the bill to create the agency last summer with a vote possible in the California legislature this year. But that would be just the first step. Elected officials in California would also have to approve reparations and money for them. Among key questions, what should reparations look like and who would be eligible? Here's reporter Lee Hawkins with a second part of our series this week.
Eligibility was a topic of fierce debate for the California Reparations Task Force as it put together an 1,100-page report that was published in June. Here's where they landed. Economic reparations should only be granted to Black American residents whose lineage can be traced back to enslaved ancestors or to those who arrived before the 20th century. Task Force member and UC Berkeley professor Jovan Scott Lewis played a major role in shaping this, despite coming to the United States from Jamaica.
The policies that we're talking about, the history of policies, were directed towards this particular community that emerged out of slavery in this country. So you're talking about the Black Code, you're talking about Jim Crow, you know, you're talking about these foundational policies being directed against a very particular community.
California State Senator Stephen Bradford was also on the task force. He sees paying reparations to only Black people who meet these criteria as an important first step.
It's a hierarchy. We want to start with those folks who are clearly descendants of 250 years of wage theft in this country, first and foremost. And then we're going to kind of build out from there.
Bradford's agency would have the job of determining which candidates meet the criteria, mainly by looking at a range of historical records, things like baptism certificates, mortgages, life insurance policies, church records, and other legal documents. In the United States, government policies have historically favored white Americans, leading to a significant wealth gap with Black Americans. In California, this wealth gap is wide. One study showed that in Los Angeles, the median value of liquid assets for native-born African American households was $200, compared to $110,000 for white households. Lewis pointed out that the task force cited discriminatory 20th century policies such as redlining, Black people being denied the GI Bill, and segregation in education.
You know, people forget the University of California as a public institution used to be free. And it was only until the Civil Rights Act, right? You know, at the point when African Americans begin attending the University of California, that then Governor Ronald Reagan institutes an actual tuition fee.
The Reverend Dr. Amos Brown, president of the San Francisco NAACP, who was also on the California State Reparations Task Force, believes the proposal could eventually be expanded to include Black folks not descending from slavery in the U.S., but he stressed the importance of not compromising this effort now.
I think we have to understand, if we get one battle through, the next battle can be for those from the Caribbean. And you guys remember, there are other countries who owe something. You got to begin somewhere.
While the experience of Blackness is shared globally, he said, the specific harms and policies in the U.S. were directed at a very distinct community. Lewis says the task force approved its eligibility recommendation by a narrow vote of 5-4. It's proof of just how complex and sensitive the reparations issue promises to be in 2024. Including within the Black American community.
It was really important because there is a community who has been fundamentally harmed in this country through slavery and through the policies that followed slavery. And that particular community does deserve recognition. And reparations is one way to provide that recognition.